having a curriculum that is so repeatable and proven that your team can easily be trained on it and deliver the curriculum and its concepts and all of that to your clients, so they always have consistent coaching. And it allows your clients to get results whether they have someone in front of them or not. That's head coach curriculum.
Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by putting client results first. I'm Ashley Pendergraft, a systems and automation expert with over 5 years of experience in the coaching industry. Let's get into the show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am so excited to have my coach, Kirsten Roldan, on the pod. Kirsten, go ahead and share who you are, the programs that you have, and kind of the client results that you help your clients get.
Yes. Can I just start by saying I'm so excited that you have this podcast, and I'm so excited you named it Systems Famous. It's so good. So good. My name is Kirsten Roldan. I have two offers. I have an email marketing program called Million Dollar Email that helps coaches and service providers make social media optional. And then I have my team systems and mindset program, Million Dollar CEO, which helps coaches and agency owners clear at least and usually more 20 hours a week off of their calendar so that they can have more peace in their business and scale peacefully. So that's what I do, and that's the results my clients get.
I love it. I have been with Kirsten. It's more than 2 years now. Like, Kirsten is my ride or die. I was in Million Dollar Email. I was actually in Finesse Your Funnel before it became Million Dollar Email. Like, I've been with you forever and just watching all your clients get results. I'm a walking testimonial. I'm a walking case study. How amazing Kirsten is. Something that I wanted to chat about today that I think is relevant to everybody listening is, you have said this before, and I've been in your world for so long that it just makes sense. But when I drop this as a thought, people's like brains explode, which is making curriculum your head coach. And yes. I would love for you to talk about, one, what that means, because as we are scaling business owners, having a co-coach is so popular in our industry. We want to get a delivery, so we get a co-coach. But oftentimes those co-coaches are super confused. So I'd love for you to talk about your thoughts on co-coaches and what you mean when you say make curriculum your head coach.
Oh my goodness, I could go for days. I'm like, where do I start? I want to start with, I see curriculum as a system. Like, to me, curriculum is a system for client results. And if your clients aren't getting results, it's a systems issue, and it ties back to curriculum. So I've always seen curriculum as a system. And curriculum, you know, when we think about like smooth systems and having smooth systems, your program will run smoothly when your curriculum systems are together, right? And so for me, curriculum being your head coach, what that means is having your clients be able to get results just from the curriculum and with or without you. I feel like I can nerd out here. Is that okay if I nerd out? I feel like I can.
This is the space to do so. Okay. This is a safe space.
Okay, nerd out. Because for me, like, the way I think of curriculum, I think of it as a system. And I think that it's so important for you when we think about automations, right? And we think about how automations save us time, save us energy, save us all these different things. I think about curriculum in that way, where it saves our clients from having to meet a person in front of them to get results. It saves our clients from having to hopefully get a very detailed response from a coach to fully understand their question, whatever it is. I get really nerdy when I talk about curriculum, because I think it's literally it's the most important system in your program is your curriculum. And so in your group program. And so when it comes to having a head coach curriculum, what that means is your curriculum is able to coach your clients and train your team. So it's having a curriculum that is so repeatable and proven that your team can easily be trained on it and deliver the curriculum and its concepts and all of that to your clients, so they always have consistent coaching. And it allows your clients to get results whether they have someone in front of them or not. And so that's head coach curriculum.
I love the point about not only like helping your clients, but also training your team. I feel like there's so much weight of onboarding a team member and just be able to say, go through the curriculum and you'll be good to go for next week's call is so powerful. When people come to you with their curriculum and they haven't really thought about it, as I know you've mentioned, like converting curriculum is your head coach. What are some like rookie mistakes that you see in curriculum that you're like, oh, this is not head coach curriculum material?
Oh my goodness. That's really good. So very similar to any system, right? Some rookie system mistakes are like complicated systems, like having a million steps and having a million things to do to achieve one thing. Like that's the definition of a complicated system. And so with curriculum, the biggest rookie mistake I see people make is they have way too much in it and they're teaching way too many skills. You were actually one of those people, right? That came and like, we're teaching everything about Airtable, right? And that's going to be the biggest rookie mistake that I see is how much and how complicated the curriculum actually is. And even though clients can get results from a complicated curriculum, like, listen, when I had Finesse Your Funnel, as good as it was also very complicated. So I get it. I speak from experience. Clients got results, but they didn't get consistent results. They weren't all getting the same results. And so when we're talking about having a converting curriculum and a head coach curriculum that is delivering the result you're actually promising to as many people in your program as possible, not just having a decent result here, a decent result there, a good result there, a great result here, right? So that's going to be the biggest mistake I see is definitely that people don't have, inside my programs, we call it a one skill curriculum. People don't have a one skill curriculum. They have like a 20 skill curriculum or a 10 skill curriculum rather than one skill.
I've seen that and I'm currently going through our like client results framework. And the first one is like refining your result. And it's not that your program is bad. It's that there's so much inside of it that you can't point to. I think the best programs in the industry have one result that they can promise your clients.
My program promise for $1 million email is replace 25% of your monthly income with email. So if you make $10,000 a month on average, you'll make at least $2,500 with email in the first 30 days of the program. So it's a 30-day promise. Yeah.
And that's why we are a match made in heaven, because having that one refined skill and result, you can't track 50 skills. Like to be able to say, this is the result. Did they get it? Yes or no? We can track anything, but you have to be really clear about what you're tracking. And that's why I love that you say like curriculum is a system, because that's the first system. And I think the overcomplicating curriculum, stuffing too much inside of it is something that we think, oh, are good our clients more results or they'll...
No.
I'm going to out myself. It's not that I thought my clients would get more results if I stuffed more Airtable trainings in the program. I felt like they'll like me because I'm adding so much more value. And when you...
I felt the same.
Yeah, because I'm looking at all my stuff now and I'm like, because we're going through our own auditing process of like our results framework. It's like, shit, I looked at my onboarding form and it was like, oh, I just wanted to be liked. I wanted you to like me. That's why I added this training. I wanted you to feel like you were getting so much and not like, what's the result that we promise? What's that one skill curriculum? And when you don't have that, it's not a strong foundation. So I think that systems mindset and looking at curriculum as a system is just so strong.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll get into this, but having one skill and one result is so easy to track as well. I'm sure we'll talk about my Airtable system that I have for tracking my client results. I'm able to go in and look at, okay, like I want people hitting this promise in 30 days. I'm able to see when exactly did they, from when they joined, hit the promise, right? Did they even hit it? And then when did they? And I'm able to see that in all in one place and then refine from there and say, why aren't they? What did they do? What didn't they do, etc. And so like, you can't do that efficiently with a ton of different results and a ton of different skills. Being able to just look and say, this is what we're working on and this is what we're consistently refining and making better is just so much easier for you as well as the CEO and as the group program founder.
So you have a very clear program promise. How do you track that? And tell us about how Airtable and some of the systems over stress systems are helping you do that.
Yes. First of all, when they get onboarded, we have an onboarding form. And on that form, we ask just a few simple questions. We kept it really short, really quick, because we just want people to answer it, right? And so the questions that we ask, the classic like name and email, but then we ask, what is your average monthly income? And we tell them, take a guess. If you don't know, what's your just best guess, average monthly income. So let's say someone puts $10,000. That gets saved in our system. And anytime they submit our Airtable email wins form, which is a sales tracking form, which just asks you, hey, how many email sales have you made? How's it feel? Great, submit. That then sends them a really beautiful, simple Airtable email that sends them a progress update that says, hey, you joined and this is how much you're working on making. They put their monthly income and then our system tracks 25% of that. So it sends them an email automatically that says, hey, thanks for submitting your win. This is how close you are to your goal. And then when they actually hit their goal, following the systems over stress principles of also using Zapier, we have a Zap that automatically adds them into our rewards program, which includes a portal and another coaching calendar, things like that. And so it just adds them all in one step. And we are at, I believe we're about to hit 60 people since implementing that system. And that's so exciting to see. Like, I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, just tracking it alone is so much fun and so exciting to see. But that's our actual process. So we have an onboarding form, it collects their information, and then we have automation set up to update them on their progress and then add them into our rewards program once they're ready. And what's so cool about it that I personally love is I was looking at my submissions the other day for those that have hit what we call 25% MVP, which is our rewards program. And I was like, wow, right? I'm looking at their client profile and I'm like, they've made way more than their 25%. How can I help them make six figures? How can I help them make multiple six? What are we not including in the program that could help them make even more? And so it helps me also not just get them the program promise, but actually get them beyond it just because I'm tracking it.
I love that. And I think that a lot of the time when we set a program promise, and I'm curious if you resonate with this, is like, it's kind of your best guess. It's like, I'm pretty sure I can get them 20% of email sales. But then when you actually have all the data in one place, you're like, actually, on average, it looks like we get our clients 50%. So you can raise the standard of your program promise because you have like the receipts and the data to back it up. What were you doing to track client wins and client results before you had our Airtable system?
Why'd you ask that question?
The head nod of shame.
Me, literally, I'm like, wow, well, now I look dumb. I'm genuinely trying to think. I definitely didn't have anything robust like that. I will say I did the classic feedback form thing. Mm-hmm. Like I did the classic like 90-day progress report that we would manually post. It was an Airtable form and we would manually post it and we'd be like, hey, what have you achieved? What haven't you achieved? Like, what's your goal? What questions can we answer for you? But nobody would ever fill it out. And I had to give them like a Starbucks gift card to like get anybody to fill it out. And so that is what I was doing back in my Finish Your Funnel days. That's what I was doing, honestly. And then, you know, before I joined SOS, I did start doing a little more robust tracking by having like an onboarding form, but it didn't have, you know, the beautiful like progress report automations and all of that before I joined SOS. And so joining SOS really like really helped me up level for sure how I was tracking and also how I was tracking, but also it also improved my client experience because my clients were so excited that they were able to get progress updates and things like that. But no, before SOS, I wasn't really tracking like that. I was doing feedback forms, progress updates in exchange for like $5 Starbucks gift cards.
Yes. Yes. That's so normal.
Yep. And,
yeah. Something that I also think about that I think you're a great example of this too. And it's part of our framework, but we want to make sure that your clients are rallying behind a mission, they're getting reminded, and they're getting rewarded. Those are like three things to help ensure you don't need to bribe them with a Starbucks gift card. Right?
Right.
And I think that something you do that's amazing, and if anybody's listening and doesn't have something like this, is having a collective goal that your clients are working towards together. I remember like the Slack channel was crazy because it's like, we're so close to $1 million in like email, like in collective email sales. And that too, it's so simple. But when you have all that data, it's a rallying cry to be like, look at what we're doing in the industry as a program, how that's been, and how you've been able to kind of create a culture of people actually filling out these results forms.
Actually submitting it, for sure. I think the first thing is, like, the nerdy answer is we actually have automations that remind them to. Like, it's so simple, but so valuable. We would just manually post it when we remembered, but now we have a weekly automation that just reminds them every single week, submit this. So it creates a culture of, like, we want your submissions, starting there. And then I considered trying doing this whole, like, incentive thing to get people to fill out the forms where, like, if you did it and you filled out every $10,000 you submitted, you got, like, a certain thing. And I was thinking about doing that. But then I realized, like, first of all, filling out the form helps them because they get to be in the 25% MVP program. So how can we instead really promote and celebrate the 25% MVP program, which is their reward? Like, that's the incentive of submitting the sales form. But also, what we're doing is so incredible and insane, honestly. Like, the amount of money my clients make in an email program is unheard of. And so for me, I just started posting, like, we're about to hit 500K, we're about to hit 700K, we're about to hit 1 million. And now we're about to hit 2 million, and I was actually just going to post that. So I was going to tell people, make sure you submit, we're about to hit 2 million. And I think the reason why that's helpful for people is, like, everybody wants to be a part of a community, for one thing. And they want to be a part of a community that's winning. And they want to be a part of a community that they're proud of. And, you know, what I love is, like, people are so proud to be million-dollar emailers. And that, I think, is powerful and helps people to get behind a goal. And so I really just, instead of thinking of it as, like, this incentive, I really just was like, no, how can I get them excited to be a part of this community? Like, you're a part of a community that makes you social media optional. That's unheard of. You're a part of a community that makes $1 million in submitted email sales. And I say submitted because we got way more than that that aren't submitted. Like, you are a part of this community. You're a part of a community that has millionaires in the Slack channel learning email with you, submitting their offer stories with you. That's something to be proud of. And so for me, that was really what I focused on. And that got way more, performed way better than Starbucks gift cards, incentivizing bonus calls, incentivizing bonus workshops, incentivizing a private Slack channel. Like, that did way better.
Yeah. And I think what you're getting at too is that you're not asking for the results so you can put it on the sales page. Like, that's not the energy it's coming from. It's like, oh, I don't send you a feedback form just because I'm about to launch, which, like, I have done that in the past. It's like, ooh, who are my favorite case studies? Like, let me. And when you have this culture of regularly reminding them and rewarding them and celebrating them, it changes the energy. And I really believe, like, what you focus on grows. And if you're not tracking your client results, how are those client results going to get, like, how are you going to get better? How's the program going to get better? How's all that going to get better? So I love all that.
That's interesting you say that, because it's so true. We don't only use these things when we launch. We don't even always promote the wins that we get. Like, our email wins Slack channel is constantly blowing up, and we can't even keep up with the amount of wins that we get. And so it's so true. It's just built in, like, no, this is just what we do. We celebrate each other and we celebrate our wins.
And you mentioned this, and I want to just circle back, because we're so deep in, like, the Airtable, the tech of it all, that it seems so, of course this could happen, but just that your Google Sheets and your Google Forms could never, like, Kirsten's clients submit their wins, and it's an Airtable form, and on the back, Airtable automatically knows, because they have this, like, customer profile, student profile, how many wins they've submitted over time. And then that's where, when she was like, oh yeah, and they get a customized email report that doesn't say, thanks for submitting, have a good day. It's like, thanks for submitting, you just submitted $1,000, you've made $10,000 in the program. It knows all that stuff automatically because it's an Airtable. So that's just the how of it all. So if you're interested in, like, these things, your spreadsheets cannot, your Google form cannot. The answer is Airtable.
No, it really can't. The answer is no, like, it can't. Yeah.
The answer is no.
No, that's so true.
Yeah. That's so true. Curriculum is a system. Your client results tracking is a system. Tell me about some other systems that you've added to your program that has reduced the client results gap. I'm thinking about your email reviews and how you've been able to not only have curriculum be your head coach, but you've been able to support your coaches to help like get your clients even more results. What are some of the systems you've done for that?
Yeah, so we've been able to add in the infamous copy reviews. Like, people love the copy reviews. It's so insane. When I first started the Million Dollar Email Program, you had to come to the call on Mondays, bring your emails, and hope you get coached on it. Like, because you might not have. That was before, right? And I would read your emails on the call. And if the call was canceled, nobody got their emails read. Like, nobody got their emails read in the program before I implemented the copy review system. But I was scared to implement that because I was like, if there's 100 people plus people in this program and every person can get a copy review whenever they want, I need to have tight systems for that. Like, I need to be able to make sure everything is okay and everything runs smoothly. And I'm a firm believer that your client doesn't want a feature that isn't systematized. This is where I can get nerdy again. Like, nobody wants you to do copy reviews if it's gonna take a week to get it back. Like, we want systematized, smooth features, right? That's what we want. We want it to be easy for us as the customer. And so I was like, it's not gonna benefit anyone if this isn't systematized. So that was my thought process. And for copy reviews, I also really wanted it to be where the entire group could benefit, because that was something that I liked about reading emails on the calls, were that was that people could take notes on people's email feedbacks. What Ashley helped me to do was implement a copy review system and process that is automated, but also can benefit the group. So here's how it goes. So basically, someone submits an Airtable form, and it is for a copy review, right? They submit their copy, and that gets automatically assigned to my co-coaches. We do alternating, right? So it gets automatically assigned based on an alternation to my co-coaches. That gets sent to my co-coaches Slack channel. So they don't even have to look at Airtable to know that they have a copy review. They go in, they do it, they click send, and it automatically adds into our copy review Slack channel so that anybody can see it and anybody can benefit it. And I think this helps for a few reasons. For one thing, it helps if you were just on a Monday call, let's say, and you know they kept talking about romanticizing your offer and you don't fully know what it means in practice. And then you go to the copy reviews channel and you see the title says romanticizing your offer. And you click on that and you actually see that in practice. You see that concept being coached on an actual email. It also helps the people that are shy to get copy reviews. Like, I've learned as a coach that getting copy reviews, especially from my team, because we are not easy on our clients. We're pretty direct. We keep it, you know, honest and to the point. That can be hard for some people. It can be actually very activating to receive a copy review sometimes. And so, and I'm going to get into how our systems have solved for that as well. But, you know, if someone never submits a copy review because they're shy or they're scared or whatever, I want them to be able to benefit from copy reviews. So that's how we've been able to do it all with Airtable and Zapier, a really simple automation to get that done. The way we've continued to improve it is we noticed that, like I said, copy reviews can be pretty activating sometimes. And so we've added to our copy review delivery email links where basically we say, hey, let's just give you some copy review mindset tips. Mm-hmm. You know, just because we gave you feedback doesn't mean it's not good. Just because we gave you feedback doesn't mean you shouldn't send it. Just because we gave you feedback doesn't mean you're a bad writer. Like, we give them some thoughts to think before they even go into the Slack channel. And then also we say, hey, did you get feedback on romanticizing your offer? Look at this training. Did you get feedback on your subject lines? Go to this training. Did you get feedback on your pitches? Go to this training. So that's all automated. While before we noticed that, like, you know, the threads were getting thick because people had so many like clarifying questions instead of going to the curriculum, right? Or because they, for whatever reason, were like, oh, like now I'm a bad writer and I feel bad and all these things. When now a simple Airtable email solved for that and reduced that drastically. And so the adding copy reviews into my program was a, it wasn't just a program changer, it was a life changer. Like being able to say that I can offer on-demand copy reviews changed my program, changed my sales, it changed everything. But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't have the systems to do it.
Yeah, and Airtable makes all of that possible, and it really, like, it grinds my gears when people are like, well, I have Kajabi, which is an all-in-one platform, or I have Kartra, and it's like, those, they can't do this. Like, Airtable is a requirement for a results-focused group program, because, sure, you can put up a Zoom, but I love that you know, people might not be able to make that Zoom call, so they might not be able to get results, or as the program grows, how is that going to scale, and when you think about, I want to get my clients results, here are the different options, Airtable and these systems, like you were just able to reverse engineer what you wanted it to be. And not only that, but then add even more of like, oh, we need a mindset little note here. It's so customizable. Mm-hmm. And when you are looking at it from results focus and results forward, your features are not like a desperate attempt to get people to like you. And how do I like really help our clients get more results? Hi there. I'm taking a quick pause on this episode to let you know about a free live masterclass I'm doing on October 19th called The Three Simple Airtable Systems You Need to 3X Your Group Offer Sales and Triple Your Testimonials. You can sign up for free at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. In this free masterclass, I am so excited. We're going to be covering exactly what you need to set up inside of Airtable before your next launch, so you're prepared for that inevitable client influx that isn't going to sacrifice your student experience or burn your team out. We're also going to share how Airtable can help you and your team do your jobs faster and more efficiently by creating one-click workflows, student progress dashboards that eliminate any manual data entry task, and more, so there's no need to increase your admin hours as your program grows. We're also going to be covering the automations you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program, but to improve your overall student experience, get your clients better results faster, increase your student renewal rate, make your marketing easier than ever, and so much more. And you know what this means? At the end of the masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, my group program that helps you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign process of your signature group program in under 30 days. This is the only time the doors to the group program are going to be open this year. So if Work with Ashley has been on your vision board, now is the time to mark your calendar. I'm sharing everything, so go ahead and sign up now at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. I know your systems would be able to tell you, but I don't know if you track this yet. What's the average number of copy reviews people submit until they get into like your 25% MVP club? Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So we haven't tracked that specifically yet, but we actually plan to, because I'm going to be doing a curriculum revamp. And the way I've been tracking it currently has been, I have a question in the 25% MVP form that says, how'd you do this? How did you do this? And people will tell me, like, I submitted 20 copy reviews, or I submitted a copy review a week, and I really focused on listening to the private podcast, whatever it is. Our clients are so generous in telling us how they did it, which is very helpful. But I think it benefits both of us. It benefits them so that they know their success formula that they can apply again. But it benefits us because we're like, oh, this is what's really impactful for the program versus this isn't as impactful as we thought. And so we're definitely going to be tracking that. Another way that we track is we actually look at the date to join versus the date they enrolled ratios. We're talking, you know, our goal is for everyone to get 25% MVP in 30 days. Did they do it faster? Why? What trainings were they looking at? Oh, this one got in on 15 days. Why? This one got in on 7 days. Why? This one took 45 days. Why? This one took 90 days. Why? Right? And sometimes, honestly, it's as simple as the answer is, I didn't even look at the content until now. And then in 30 days of looking at the content, I did it. So I think it's important for group program founders to know that there is nuance to your results, and that's okay. But overall, it's been really, really helpful to look at that. Another thing that's helped me is like, why do people stop submitting their email sales even after they hit 25% MVP? And for me, I realized like, oh, because they've made whatever, $50,000 and they're like, I already hit 25% MVP. So why do I need to do it? So what I've been thinking about is how can we set a new goal after 25% MVP? How can we set up an automation that says, here's your new goal, six figures, right? Or here's your new goal, 200K. You already hit six figures. Here's your new goal, right?
Yeah.
And so we've actually been thinking about like, man, I was recently looking at our thing and I was like, we got all these six-figure earners. We should be sending them a new goal. We should be sending them time to double your conversions. Get back in here. Also using the data to think about like how to keep people engaged, because it's so much more than the 25%, right? Especially if you have a program like mine. My program isn't lifetime. It's 12 months and I do offer a re-enrollment. You want to keep people engaged. And so how can you do that while getting more and more results that only benefits you and the client at the same time?
Yeah, I love that too, because it's not like, it's not a big pivot to, okay, you did email, like now let's move to YouTube or whatever. It's like, how do you now like collapse time and like really get even more results on that same one skill curriculum, that one result that you've promised, but to get to the next level of that.
We thought about even like, potentially, do we keep it monetary? Do we keep it six figures? Or do we do a conversion formula where you submit your conversion rate? Like, we've thought about it all, but I wouldn't have even gotten there if I didn't know of the capabilities of Airtable to do that. Like, I know that anything I want can be delivered by through a system, whether it's Airtable, Zapier, anything else. Either way, knowing that there's a software that can help me to get creative with how I do things is exciting. And we've been talking a lot about $1 million email, but I even told you recently about $1 million CEO. I'm like, what if I collect their calendars, screenshots of their calendars, like, what can I do, right? Or like, what are some things I could, should I send them time reports, right? So like, just, I wouldn't even get that creative if I didn't know of the, that it was available to me.
You're a systems person, you're a data person, but for those people who aren't systems or data people, they're with someone's like, why do I need to track it? What would you say to them? Why is tracking the data for your group program so important? What would you say to that?
I'm glad you said that, because I can definitely nerd out hard. There's a few reasons. For one thing, marketing. Like, so you can use it in your marketing and it can be that simple, right? Content. I remember back in the day, before I even knew Airtable existed, when I was selling one-on-one coaching, I didn't know what Airtable was. I tracked client wins because I needed help with content and like, what content do I create? How can I market these results, or what results can I market, etc. And so there's that, there's the marketing side of it. And I think also just in general delivery improvement, you should want to consistently improve your program. And for me, it was incredibly helpful to collect results, to think about how I could improve my program, what new trainings I could add, what I should take away so that I could be the best in the industry. Like, that's all I ever wanted, was to be the best in the industry. And I feel like if you want to be the best in the industry, whether you're doing Airtable, Google Forms, whatever, sorry, Ashley, whatever you're doing, yeah. Ashley's like, please don't tell people Google Forms. But like, if we're talking about like, just softwares aside, if you want to be the best in the industry and you're not tracking your client results, do you want to be the best in the industry? Like,
yeah,
that's my thought process.
Yeah. Like, what do you care about? And that's where I think so many of us go. It's not that we don't care about our client results. It's like, we literally did not know how. Like, people don't know that this solution exists. And yeah, it's like, oh, like, I wait until they like tell me about it in the Slack channel that they got a win. That's not tracking your client results. And that's not like coming to a sales call or coming, putting on your sales page, just like a wall of wins and a wall of receipts. That's how you be the best in the industry, is you help your clients get the results that you promise.
I've had people that told me they only joined $1 million email because they could not believe how they just scrolled through my sales page, and it was more results than it was copy. Like, they were like, that alone, just the optics of that was enough to sell me. And I think it's so true. You should want to track client results.
I even think too, like, tracking client results, and this is a pretty nuanced thing, but tracking client results is a lot different than tracking client wins or testimonials. Mm-hmm. Like, some of us are in the habit of screenshotting when they say they love the program, or screenshotting when they say they have a win, and then you're sales page is just like flooded. Absolutely. With like well wishes. Everybody's like, yay, I love you. That's different, much different than saying this person made X amount in MDE. This person made this amount. That's results. And a wall of wins is very different than tracking and showcasing your results. And I think that that's just, it's, if you think that you're tracking your results by saving your Slack wins, it's not enough.
That's such a good point. It's almost like wins are just whatever, you know, happy, fun wins people get in the program, while results are the actual program promise that they're hitting, like them actually hitting the program promise, for sure. And I think like there are things that I don't put on my sales page, even though they're beautiful and lovely messages and incredible. I'm like, no, it's not on my sales page until it's this, right? Or a variation of this or that, whatever. And yeah, for sure. The amount of wins I actually don't share because I'm primarily focused on the result is huge. And I think it's important to know, like, it's not because I don't value those wins. I do. But every time I see a win, for example, if someone's consistently like, I got great opens, no sales yet, but I got great opens, and they're saying that over and over again, I'm asking myself, okay, great. They're getting great opens. Fun. Awesome. I'm excited for them. But like, why aren't they getting sales?
Yep.
And so it's interesting, like having a detective mind while you're looking at your wins too, is important, rather than just being like, this kind of goes back to like being happy to be liked. Of course we get a win, we get a dopamine hit, but how quickly do we also look at it and observe it and say, okay, like how can we help this person as well? And so I think it's both celebrating, but also having like a detective brain.
I have done a lot of work, and if you have helped me with this, of a client loves me, yay, they love the program. And then in the inbox, a client hates me, they're demanding a refund. And like the, you just like oscillate between the two. But what actually keeps me really grounded and neutral is pointing to the results. It's like, how do I not let either of those make or break my day? And to say, wow, so happy that they love me, here's the receipts. Or like, I am not a terrible person, I'm not a scammer, because look at these receipts. Like, you have, like, the results can be very grounding to your nervous system as well. And you're not just like constantly seeking like the wins, like the glory, all of that.
For sure. I'm like, I'm not crazy. I've got $2 million in here. Right. So like, for sure, it also helps you emotionally to track your results.
I have so much work to be done. Kirsten, this has been lovely. Had a great time. Any last words? Any thoughts on client results or curriculum? What's one takeaway if someone, you feel like their curriculum is not their head coach yet? Like, where do you think they should go? What do you think they should do?
I think the biggest thing is, if you currently do not have a head coach curriculum, look at your results. And what results are you creating? What results do your clients value the most? Even if you're not currently tracking it, like, you can find that trend. Like, this is the results that are consistent. This is what they value the most. And then from there, what skill do they use for that? So let me use Ashley as an example to ground it. Ashley realized that her clients that valued Airtable the most were group program founders that wanted to grow their program and maintain their client experience and maintain their client results and even grow it, et cetera, right? And so that alone, just knowing that, helped her to then create a dedicated program to group program founders and their needs, and one skill, which is group program management. And so that's going to be really where you start, is really looking at like what currently is happening in my program and what is the actual result of it, rather than just like, oh, they need all of it. People say that all the time. Like, oh, well, really, it's so much more than that. That's what people always say. It's so much more than that. It's everything. It's all of it. All of it is needed. And it never is if you're actually looking at like what is actually happening in your program. And so I think that's going to be the first step to creating a head coach curriculum.
I agree. And I actually, I've been revamping, because you're always refining like your results and your promise. And something that's been helpful for me is I have so, like, group program management and Airtable, is there's so many pieces to it, but that's like, you can't say yes or no, I manage my program in Airtable. Like, that's not the result that I want to track. We're working on what we're refining that to be. But what's helpful is to have, and I don't want to like spoil what our new refined result is, but to be able to promise one thing on the sales page very clearly that they can get finished in a week. And then that rewards program, they can unlock other things, other aspects, but we're not tracking. That's not what we're leading with. Like they have this like treasure trove of other resources to like enhance their group program. But to say like, here's the one thing that we're tracking. So even if you feel like your program is overstuffed and you can't get rid of anything, you can still pick like, what's the one result I want to lead with and start there. And inevitably you'll cut down and you'll slim down later. But that's been really helpful for as me personally, someone who's like always who's refining my process as well.
It's so true. Like, what do you want? Also, what do you want to teach? What is the one skill you want to teach? What do you want to lean into? I think that's important too, for sure. Something I said to a client today was, if you have your who and you have your result, you can create curriculum right now. So a lot of people will be like, I'm not really clear on this or that. If you know your ideal client and you just choose a result, any result. My first result for $1 million email was make high ticket email sales. That was my first result, was make email sales. And so like, whatever it is, just get started there and start brainstorming. What would you take away from your curriculum? What would you add in? I think that's going to be huge.
I'm just so honored to be in a community like $1 million Email and $1 million CEO who are so results forward. And we do care so much about making good curriculum, getting our clients results. So thank you so much, Kirsten, for having these containers and chatting on the podcast today. Where can people find you? Where do you want to direct them to? You're an Instagram queen. What's your handle?
Instagram queen. I'm an email queen.
You're an email queen. Obviously, go get on the email, but like your Instagram is also fun.
No, it's true. It's true. No.
It's a both end. Save two.
No, I love it. My Instagram is at Kirsten Roldan. And if you want to join my email list, head over there. You'll find my website. But if you want to go straight to my website, do www.kirstenroldan.com. And you'll be able to join my email list and learn all the good things about email, team, systems, and mindset. And that's where you can find me.
Okay, love it. Thanks, Kirsten. See you in all the Slack channels. We'll talk to you soon. If you're committed to getting your clients' results and creating the go-to coaching program in your industry, we want you to join us. Click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube to see all the systems, strategies, and behind-the-scenes stories of what it takes to create the most impactful coaching program you can. Hi there. I'm doing a free live masterclass on October 19th called The 3 Simple Airtable Systems You Need to 3X Your Group Offer Sales and Triple Your Testimonials. You can sign up for free at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. In this free masterclass, I am so excited. We're going to be covering exactly what you need to set up inside of Airtable before your next launch, so you're prepared for that inevitable client influx that isn't going to sacrifice your student experience or burn your team out. We're also going to share how Airtable can help you and your team do your jobs faster and more efficiently by creating one-click workflows, student progress dashboards that eliminate any manual data entry task, and more, so there's no need to increase your admin hours as your program grows. We're also going to be covering the automations you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program, but to improve your overall student experience, get your clients better results faster, increase your student renewal rate, make your marketing easier than ever, and so much more. And you know what this means? At the end of the masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, my group program that helps you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign process of your signature group program in under 30 days. This is the only time the doors to the group program are going to be open this year. So if Work with Ashley has been on your vision board, now is the time to mark your calendar. I'm sharing everything, so go ahead and sign up now at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes.